Tess Zion ER, Tuesday the 5th of May, Rabbi Joseph Perlman, The Split and the Joining of the Parshios.
I was asked specifically to discuss the question of why is it that we here in Chutzlar Oretz are not in tandem with Eretz Yisrael for a long period of time. We'll only catch up when it is just Behar B'Chukosai, which will be next week. They will be saying Behar. They will be saying they will say the instead they will separate. They will say Behar this week.
Yes.
Kosai next week. So we will catch up with them only next week. And why did we not try to catch up with them immediately at the beginning? In fact, the question really could be put the other way too. Why should Eretz Yisrael have to tie in with us? Let us tie in with them. We could have said Shmini and Kisazri and Mitzora together. We could have had three Sedras together and we would have caught up straight away. Are you going to tell me you can't have three Sedras? Well, we need to know why not. And if you can't have three Sedras, well, why couldn't we have two? We could have had Shmini and Kisazria, and then Mitzora and Achrimos, Kedoshim and Emor, and then we would have caught up much quicker. Why is it that we have this discrepancy between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz? Now, in fact, the question is the other way in a leap year. In the leap year, we would be in a situation where we would be saying Kedoshim after the Shabbos. And if, for example, Pesach, the Achrish of Pesach was a Shabbos, then we would miss out that week and start off from Kedoshim the following week. And if it was a Shana Mu'uberes, in which case you can't join things up, because you have to have a separate seder for each, we would be different from Eretz Yisrael all the way up to Matas Masay. And we would only catch them up in Matas Masay, which is the only time that we could possibly join up a seder, because Eretz Yisrael would have to have separately seders. Why is it that we wait until Matas Masay to catch them up? We could catch them up much, much quicker. It means you have the whole of the Bamidbar when they are different from us. Now that Shiloh was actually asked to the Maharit. The Maharit is the son of the Mabit, and who lived in Tzfas at the time of the Bais Yosef. So you can see it's a very old question. But he was asked that way round, and this we're asking at the moment is the other way round. Why is it that they don't make concessions so that we can catch them up, and why don't we try to catch them up quicker? Why have we got these discrepancies? In order to understand that, we've got to go right back to the beginning. First of all, why do we have Sedras altogether? Moshe Rabbeinu certainly did not have Sedras. Moshe Rabbeinu made a takona in Klal Yisrael that they should be leaning on Shabbos, every Shabbos there should be, and also they shouldn't go 3 days without Torah, so Monday and Thursday. But what did Moshe Rabbeinu actually do? Moshe Rabbeinu just said, you've got to learn. Now the Gemara in Baba Kama teaches us that Ezra came along, and in he added to what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Ezra actually formalized what we've got now, that three people have to be called up and have to have at least 10 psukim. What happened before that is a shaila in the Gemara, whether Moshe Rabbeinu had three people saying one pasuk, or whether he had three people saying three psukim. But there's no doubt about it that Ezra formalized it, and he made that we should have, as we have today, three people laying at least 10 psukim on Monday and Thursday. And he also added in Shabbos Mincha, which Moshe Rabbeinu hadn't done before. What Moshe Rabbeinu did in the first place is a machlokus, whether or not he made it a proper divrei sofron, it's like a proper derabonon, or he was just masakin. That's a different question. We don't need to go into that. But clearly, what happened was that originally there were no sedras. It was just people laying from the chumash. Now, the Gemara in Megillah tells us that in Eretz Yisrael, they finished the chumash every 3 years. Again, there's a machlokus, whether when the Gemara says 3 years, it's 3 years davka, or does it really mean 3.5 years, because they had to finish twice every Shemitah they would finish, so that if it was 3 years, it wouldn't fit. So some say that when the Gemara says 3 years, it means approximately 3 years, and at Bemis it was 3.5 years, and then the two cycles would connect up at the end of the Shemitah, and it would start again. That Machlokas is actually interesting in the Midrashim as well. You've got a certain place which says that there was 154 Sidorim, and another place says, sorry, it's 155 Sidorim, I believe, and the other place says 185, 100, I think something like that, 154, 185 Sidorim. And it's quite clear that if you work it out on the number of weeks in the year, that would give you the difference between 3 years and 3.5 years, because if you take approximately 50-odd sederas, 50-odd weeks, and multiply that by 3, you get 150 plus, and if you multiply it by 3.5, you get 180 plus. So you can see that these Midrashim also had different minhagim as to whether it was 3.5. That's the Gemara says that in Megillah, that in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have a 3-year cycle, 3 or 3.5 years. However, in Bovel, it's clear that it had, what we've got is the cycle of a yearly cycle, and we finished on Simchas Torah. Now, when that yearly cycle came along, how did they do it? Well, if you take the maximum number of Shabbosos in any year, what could that be? Well, the longest possible year is 385 days. You can work it out from the 13 months of 30 and 29, and if you have Malayim for Cheshvan and Kislev, you can work out 385 is the maximum number of days. Now, divide 385 days by 7, because there will be a Shabbos, you will get 55. Is it 55? Sorry, you'll get 55 Shabbosos in the maximum year. So they had to think that we should have a Sedra for each Shabbos, for 55 Sedras. But there are two Sedras which cannot possibly fall on a Shabbos, and that is the Pesach, which is 7 days, so there's got to be one Shabbos in that 7 days, and Sukkot, which is 8 days, there's got to be a Shabbos in that time. Therefore, you can take two Shabbosos away. That leaves you 53 Shabbosos in the maximum year. So the Chachomim were Masakin, Gan Sidros, 53 Sedras they were Masakin for Klal Yisrael. When that came about, we're not entirely sure, but clearly in the course of history after Ezra Sofer, when they, in Bova, they laned, they had to have 53 available Sedras, and that's what they did. However, if you count up, we've actually got 54 Sedras. If you count them up, now the question is, how do you lose the 54th Sedra? And that's a fantastic, interestingly, again, machlokas as to how you lose it. Some say the Zos HaBrocha doesn't count, because you can't say it on Shabbos. The Zos HaBrocha is always said on Simchas Torah, and that's like the finale. But therefore, you have to have 53. Others say Nitzavim Vayelech is one Sedra, right, in which case that means that which was split on occasion. Others say that Truma Tetzaveh is considered as one, because Moshe Rabbeinu's name doesn't appear in Tetzaveh, and the covenant of Moshe, they put Truma Tetzaveh together, which is very difficult because we never laid Truma Tetzaveh together, but that's what some say. Some say Vayechi and Vayigash is one Sedra because there's no Hefsek between them. You can see that people are scraping the barrel to try to find out where this last Sedra went to. But Lemaisa, we are told there are 53 Sedras, and Chachamim were then Koveya, somewhere along the line, the division into 53 Sedras. But they found, that's all very well if you've got a year which is 385 days, but what are you going to do in the Shana Pshuta when you haven't got the Ibriyah, you're going to have been in trouble. So Chachamim then were Masakin at some stage that you can join certain Sedras up. And the Sedras which they chose, there are 7 such Sedras, I've listed them here, everybody knows them. If you look at number Dalet on your list, you've got Vayakel Pekude, Kisazriya Metzora, Achrimus Kedoshim, Behar Bechokosai, Chukas Borok according to our Minhag. However, the Avudraham says, no, it's not Chukas Borok, it's Shlach Bechokorach. Very, very interesting how that came about. But clearly there's a machlokas as to whether this Sedra, which is joined, is Shlach Lecho and Koyrech, as the Avudraham says, or whether Chukas Borok, as we say. And then finally, we've got, Matos Masei, and then we've got Nitzavim and Vayel. Those are the Sedras which Chachamim were Koveya. Why were they curvet these particular sedras? We don't quite know. But clearly it's some definitely go together. I mean, quite clearly, Kisasu and Matsura will go together perfectly. And quite clearly also Achrimus Kedoshim are very much connected. And Nitzov and Vayelech can go together because of the shortness. Is the kasha, why should Matas Masay be chosen? They're very long sedras. Why are they chosen in particular? And Vayaka Pekude, why were they particularly chosen? And the suggestion is that they were chosen because of another very important factor. That Chachomim were Kaveya, certain inyonim have got to be taken place at a certain time of the year. So we know, for example, everyone should know the Siman. But Shana Peshuta, Piktu or Pistu. You have to say Tsav before Pesach, and Chazal say, Rashi talks about Zirus Tsav. Zirus Tsav is an enormous tetra. However, Nishana Milberes, Sigru or Pistu. Sigru is Lashon close up. Matsaira comes first, and therefore Matsaira has to be before Pesach. But then we come to Manuva Itzru. Chacham said, you must say Bamidbar before Shavuos. Why? But Tosa says in Megillah, because you can't have the Klolos immediately onto a Yom Tov, especially Yom Tov, which is like a Rosh Hashanah for the Elonis, for the Peiros at least, a Rosh Hashanah. Therefore you have to have a Hefsek. And better not to have too much Hefsek. One said the Hefsek is the best, and therefore the best thing is to have Bamidbar before Shavuos. And Maharit uses that to explain his question which was asked to him. We said before, we're in a Shana Me'uberes. We are behind them. We're behind Eretz Yisrael. Why not catch up straight away? We could have just put two sedras together there. Why wait all the way till Matas Masay? We could have said it straight away. We could have done it immediately after Pesach. We could have had B'ha B'chakoysa straight away. We could have done it immediately. Answer, he says, no. Because since you've got a halacha, or a minag, or whatever the ketokiv is, of Manu V'itzru, it's better to have Bamidbar before Shavuos. And Eretz Yisrael, they'll have to have Nosai. That's not the Chachila, he says. The Chachila Bamidbar should be one Hefsek, one said Bamidbar should come before Shavuos. If, however, we were to catch them up, we'd all be saying Nosai before Shavuos. And that's not right. Eretz Yisrael's got no choice, because it's got to get the sedras that they're available. But we have a choice. If we've got a choice, let's do what's the right thing, says the Marit. We'll say Bamidbar when it should be. Therefore, we're not going to join up in order to catch them up. Why can't we take another sedra? Well, if you haven't managed to do it by that time, you've got what sedra are you going to join up? He says, well, the best thing to join up is something which is normally joined up anyhow, but you can't join things up which are not joined up. And therefore, the next one available is Matos Masay. Matos Masay is also very good, he says, because we have to finish off before the next Simu, which is Tsalu V'Tsumu. Tsumu V'Tsalu. Have a fast of Tisha B'Av, and then have Voes Chanan afterwards, because Kisorish, etc. There's a reason why we have Dvorim, and then Tisha B'Av, and then Voes Chanan. So he said that's the best thing. The kasha is, he doesn't mention this, but what about Chukas Polak? We could have put Chukas Polak beforehand. Why leave that? Why wait for Matas Masay? If you say you want to show a hecker that Matas Masay, we dafka doing it in order to get the thing right, that would make a certain amount of a possibility. But he doesn't seem to mention it, no, foolish, but that could be the idea. It's better to wait until you've got something which is, you have a proper heck of what you're doing in order to get to the Inyan of Tzumo Vatsala, which is important. There could be another reason, which I haven't seen this, but I've heard it from somewhere, that they will Masakin Chukas Bolog Davka for when Shavuos falls on a Shabbos. When Shavuos falls on a Shabbos, you have to have a double sedra somewhere to catch up because of it, and Chukas Bolok was set for that purpose. or according to the Avodah Zarah, would be Shlach Lecho Korach. But our meaning would be Chukas Porach. As I say, I've looked around quite a lot, and I haven't actually seen that Mefurish yet. And maybe it's in my memory, maybe I heard it from someone, but that I understood was that Chukas Porach is Davka, because when Shavuos falls on the Shabbos, you have Chukas Porach. Therefore, that would answer the Marit Kasha, because you can't say it for any other purpose. And therefore, if you have to catch up because of Pesach, you have to wait for Matos Masi. What's the problem?
Why in Pesach was a way to Matos Masi?
I'm saying, because since they were massacring this Chibur, especially for Shavuos, and only for Shavuos, that's why they kept it like that. And as I say, I can't prove it, but I heard that. And why it should be, I'm not entirely clear, but that is a strong possibility. Now, that brings us back to the Inyan of Chibur. The Inyan of Chibur is that you have to have certain sedras which are joined up in order that we can get to the Zos HaBracha in time, but you've also got to take into account the simonim which we mentioned before, which we've said, Manuva Itzru, we've done Sumu Vatsalu, and there's one more, Imdu Vatiku. Nitzovim has to be before Rosh Hashanah. That also is why it has to be in that particular way. And then it finishes off, Bag Hamelech, Pas Vayelech. If Rosh Hashanah were to fall on a Monday, or on a Tuesday, then Vayelech has to be said separately from Nitzon. That's the rule. There's a special rule. You can't say, in order to get things right, let's put Nitzon and Vayelech together. No, there's a special rule for Nitzon and Vayelech, which Chazal were Mesakim. Now, from there we see that Chazal seem, at some stage early in history, to have decided you can't just join up any sedras. There are certain particular sedras which have been mesugal for joining, and we've mentioned exactly which they are. So my kasha falls to the ground. You couldn't have possibly said Shmini with Kisazir because it's not possible. It also would seem that you can't say three sedras on one Shabbos. Now, that has a very fascinating afkemina lahalocha. What happens if a tzibur either forgot to daven, didn't have a Sefer Torah, couldn't get a minyan, and then next week, what do? They missed out the whole sedra. And the halacha is that you can say the sedra which is missed out, you can say it next week. So if, for example, it was Parshas told us, and there was no minyan and shul, there was no Sefer Torah, for some reason or other, they couldn't have the davening on that particular day. The next week, Vayetze, Yisraelim told us, and Vayetze. The Shaila then comes out, what would happen if the previous week was two Sedras? Then you'd have a problem, you have to learn three Sedras. On that, there's a huge machlokus. The Maharam Mint says you can't do three sedras. You're not allowed to do three sedras. You can only catch up one sedra. And since you've got two sedras, if you've got a double sedra the previous week, or a double sedra this week, you can't add on to that another sedra, because you'd end up with three sedras. And you can't do that. Why not just take one of the previous sedras? No. Once half the problem is unresolved, you can't resolve half a problem. Therefore, it's either all or nothing. So the Maharam Mint paskins that if it's a double sedra before or afterwards, you just simply can't lay it out of the question. You can't do it. The halacha is, the Orach HaShulchan Paskin is not like that. Since we've got to finish off all the sedras anyhow, so it's not the end of the world if you say more than one sedra. So it seems to be a gesunta machlokas as to what to do in that particular situation, whether or not you can have apart, but the Chachila, clearly, you can't have three sedras on any week, which puts paid to my suggestion of Shmini, Kisazria, Metzora, couldn't be done.
But excuse me, if, as you said, for example, they haven't got a minion, and they lay in the next sedra, when do they finally align with us?
We're talking about two different things. We're not talking about the situation where you're talking about Yisrael and Chutzos. I'm talking about a situation in anywhere in Eretz Yisrael or Chutzos where a sedra got left out for some reason. You continue with the normal thing, but you've left out a sedra, it's been forgotten. That's also another interesting thing. The nafka mina of whether it's one sedra or two sedras is can be whether or not you can catch up in that fashion. That's one thing. The other nafkamina of 102 says a very interesting shaila happened when I was a boy. One of my best friends and a cousin became bar mitzvah on Parshas Nitzavim, and there were a lot of different visitors. And Nitzavim Vayelech has only got 70 psukim, and the Vayelech has only 30 psukim. There's very few people, and they used to call up people for sofas to give them the cover that they were visiting. The shaila was, how many people could you count in Nitzavim? Well, if Nitzavim's got 40 psukim, you could get a few people in. But the problem was that if Nitzavim is a first sedra, you're only allowed to call up four people in the first sedra, and the fourth one has got to go into the second sedra. That's the rule. So that both sedras should be equal. You're not allowed to call up in the first sedra more than the number of keruim which are available, because the second sedra will have a b'chisas hakovah for the second sedra. Therefore, the halacha is you must call up the fourth person is called up in the first sedra, and then after that you count as many as you like in the next sedra. But Vayelech, being only 30 psukim, you can't get many osophos. I think about one or two osophos you could get. So they went to Rabbi Babadzik Rondavroch, and he scratched his head, and I remember him thinking about it. He says, oh, that would be okay, you can call up people in Nitzavim too. And nobody knew why or what he was saying at the time. But it occurred much later that psak is very simple. In the case of other sedras, they are two separate sedras. Nitzavim Vayelech, if we say that Nitzavim Vayelech is the one sedra which is not the 54th sedra, it's really one sedra, Nitzavim Vayelech, Nitzavim, then you've only got 52, then it's one sedra. It's one sedra which you're dividing into two, not two sedras which you're pushing into one. If it's one sedra divided into two, you can have as many people as you like in the first sedra. And that seems to have been the psak. And there's a beautiful raya for that, because if you look in the Masaira, at the end of Nitzavim it says 40 psukim, at the end of Vayelech it says 70. Psukim. Now we know there's only 30 psukim in Vayelech. So why is the Masorah for Vayelech 70 psukim? Elomai, it's docharaya that Masorah held in the southern Vayelech was one sedra which is divided. If it's one sedra which is divided, you can count as many as you like. And also the nafkamina would be that next week, if you missed out the whole of the southern Vayelech, you would be able to say it over again, even according to the Maharam Mitz. Why? Because it's only one sedra. So there's a big nafkamina with one sedra or two sedras. However, what I'm showing is that one sedra or two sedra is not just random, any two sedras you like. It's got to be kavua. These sedras have a point, and they were chosen for a purpose. And as we said, Matus Masse was chosen particularly in order that we could get Sumu Vitzalu, and Vayakar Pukuri was chosen in particular in order that Bamidbar could come before was chosen because Bamidbar should be able to come before Shavuot. So that was the reason why these were particularly chosen. So now let's go back to our Shaila. The Shaila we said was, why should Eretz Yisrael not arrange its affairs so we can be saying the same as them? And why are we not arranging our affairs so that we can be the same as Eretz Yisrael? So the Ma'arimim we've already explained. That is really quite explained why we don't catch up straight away. That would make sense. But why is Eretz Yisrael, are they not doing something to enable us to catch up? On that there's a number of different shittas, different explanations. One explanation is, these sedras were specially chosen to be joined together for certain purposes, and therefore they're connected. It's not right, it's actually Tikkun Yisoskar, it is not right to join up Kisazria and Natsaira, because these sedras go together. And one of the Mephoroshim says also that Kisazria is also about Tsaras, we want to get it over as quickly as possible. We don't want to linger on Tsaras for 2 weeks if we don't have to. So let's have that together. That's a bit of a doichic answer, but that is given by the Mephoroshim. It's Kisazria and Tsaras, we want to get it over quickly, and therefore it's not right that Eretz Yisrael should make any difference. Another answer is, why should Eretz Yisrael worry about Chutz La'aretz? In fact, in the olden days, there was really no kesher between them. It was so different. Travel wasn't like now, you can get in a jet. You couldn't get in a fast train. So for people coming to Eretz Yisrael and going to Chutz La'aretz, there was very, very little communication compared with what it is now. And in any case, so it said that you can say, well, why should Eretz Yisrael make concessions to Chutz La'aretz? We're Chutz La'aretz. We're the poor brothers. We're the umlalim here in Chutzlaz. We should all go to Eretz Yisrael. Why should Eretz Yisrael start making arrangements that we should be to accommodate us? It's not necessary that Eretz Yisrael should do what Eretz Yisrael has to do, and we're just going to tag along. That's another answer. It would be wrong, he said, also and particularly, since what we're doing and keeping Yom Tov Sheni is only a minig. It's minig of a sin to be ordained. But emes, we know what the kvias is. And we are doing what we are doing as an old minig of a minig. Why should Eretz Yisrael change what's kavua because of our minig? Our minig does not machriya upon them at all. Therefore, they say that it's not necessary and on the contrary wrong for us to change. However, if you look at the Mogen Avraham, there's a Mogen Avraham which is quoted here, who brings two shittas. There were people in Eretz Yisrael in Tzfas who actually said Kisazria Matsoira in Eretz Yisrael together in a year like this, and they said
separately.
I beg your pardon. They said that separately. I'm obviously. Thank you. Yeah. He said someone's aware. Just testing. Kisazria and Matsoira separately, in order that we can catch up. And then there were people called, and I don't know where this comes from, but they were called Hamustorim or something. A funny name. They were very much against it, and they said, no, we can't separate until Bahar B'chukosa. And this machlokus went on, and there was, in one year they made a pshara one way, and in one year they made a pshara the other way. It seems it was quite an interesting a problem at the time. But I want something else which is not mentioned in any of the Sforim, which I wanted just to make a horror. We're talking about Kriyas HaTorah, and Kriyas HaTorah is the reason why we don't catch up. We mentioned various reasons, but what about Pirkei Avos? If you think about it, we are saying a different Perek from them every week. Why are we not catching up with Eretz Yisrael? Now, the cash is stronger here, because there we say, why should Eretz Yisrael not do like Chutzlaz? Okay, Eretz Yisrael is superior. Why should Eretz Yisrael change their minhagim because of us? But the kasha, we should definitely change our minhagim in order to catch up with Eretz Yisrael. And originally, Pirkei Avos used to be 6 weeks, and there were 6 parochim. That was the minig, and that's still the minig as far as today. After Shavuos, they don't say Pirkei Avos. We go right on to Rosh Hashanah, so it doesn't really matter. We catch up, we just go on. But they say 6. Now, in some years, there may have only been 5 Shabbosos. And that's how the 6th Perek of Pirkei Avos came about. Because in fact, Mishnah, Pirkei Avos is only 5 parochim. The Kinyan Torah is the 6th. Why was that added? Why bother with it? Oh, it's very nice and it fits in and it's the Kinyan Torah. But what do we need? If the Masechet is 5 parochim, why stick that in? Answer, because some years there were 6 weeks and some weeks there were 5 weeks. When there were 5, that's fine. But when there were 6 weeks, they had to have an extra Perek and they brought Kinyan Torah. And some say that if there were 7 weeks, then, like this year, for Eretz Yisrael, then they would actually add, not only that, they would say it's another period from Derech Eretz Zuta. That minig has been mentioned. So they can have 7 weeks of Pirkei Avos and Musa, etc. That's what they said. But we don't bother trying to catch up, because we don't have the number of weeks, because we had, on the Shabbos before, we had, it was Racha and Shal Pesach. So why don't we say the first 2 prokim the following week? Answer, it doesn't seem to matter whether we are in line with Eretz Yisrael. We have to fulfill our minhag. And our minhag is not to say 2 prokim on the first occasion. We say each one properly. So if you say that, then it also makes sense that we do not want to change from our minhag. And it's mentioned as one of the inyanim. Why we don't change is because since most years, which are not Mu'beres. Since most years we say Kisazri and Matsara together, and we say Achremus Kedoshim together, therefore this year we should also say it together. That's what he mentions. He says, since that's a normal minig in a normal year that we do that, in the Mishnah Mu'beres it's got different rules. But this year, that is the norm for us. We've got to keep to our norm. What goes on in Eretz Yisrael, that's for them. We keep to our norm. So our norm is to say, these Sedras together, what about Bahar B'chukos. And no, that's different, because we have to separate that anyhow in order that we can get maneuver into. And since there's a good reason and we have to do it, then we have to do it. All those are terutz into the situation. But there's one other factor. We'll just finish off with one more factor, and that's this. what happens if a benefits to Oretz goes to Eretz Yisrael and hasn't heard the Sedra? The answer very simply is, nothing to worry about. There's a machlokas, like everything, there's always a machlokas. Some said you should try and say the Sedra, get a chutzlars minion in Eretz Yisrael to lay it beforehand and try and say so that when you come to it, you're up to date. And there are places in yeshivas where the chutzlars get together and they have a kriyas Torah of the Pearl. However, lehalocha lemaisa, the truth of the matter is, it's only for the tzibur, not for the yachid. And therefore, since it's only for the tzibur, each tzibur has to do what is right for its tzibur. And since, therefore, that tzibur didn't say it for some reason, it doesn't have to make it up. Since it doesn't have to make it up, what difference does it make? So we're saying a different sedra. We missed a bit of sedra. It's not the end of the world, since, in fact, you don't have to make it up. It's only a chiv on the tzibur, not a yachid would have to say shtayim mikra v'tarvah. But that you can say without a pisator. That's a chiv on the yachid each week, to make sure you get done, you've done the whole of the Chumash. But the Kriyas HaTorah is only on the Tzibur, and therefore it's not the end of the world. Now we've run out of time, and I hope that's really